أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala had explained that after creating man for the sustenance of man and all the needs of man, Allah created this earth, everything in this earth. And then from this earth, Allah Ta'ala is satisfying all our needs. All our food that grows comes from the earth. Our mutton, sheep, etc., beef, all that also, the animals eat the grass that grows from the earth. And then we have all that. Allah Ta'ala has put in the earth our other needs also, like iron. Also other needs like diamonds, gold, etc. All this Allah Ta'ala has put into the earth. And from there, man's necessities are satisfied. And the important thing of this ayat is that we realize this, that Allah is our creator. He has seen to our sustenance. That Allah has created us. That also we should give it, we should ponder about it and appreciate this great favor that we were non-existent. Allah brought us into existence. And then for all our needs also, Allah Ta'ala created everything in this earth. And some people made the earth their God. The limits went to that. Whereas we should go beyond that and see who is the creator of the earth. And that Allah Ta'ala through this earth, how He is satisfying our needs. And then in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِرْ قَسْكِيَ آسْمَانِ كِي تَرَفْ. Then Allah Ta'ala turned His attention towards the skies. That is, after the earth was created and in this form as the earth is, then Allah Ta'ala prepared the skies. As ulama have explained, a building also starts from the bottom. When the ground floor is done, then the upper floor is made after that. So first Allah created the earth, and then Allah Ta'ala turned His attention to the skies. فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ. So theek kar diya unko saat asman. And then Allah Ta'ala prepared them all properly, the seven skies. And that was also for the needs of mankind. The needs of mankind, from the skies above, Allah sends down the rains. And from the rains now, the things in this earth start growing. Vegetation comes about, everything happens from here. And then also, with regard to this, there are various ayats in the Quran which show that Allah created the earth first and then the skies. However, in the Surah Wan-Nazi'at, which was recited today in Fajr also, from that ayat it appears that the first Allah created the skies and the earth. The answer is given to that in Bukhari Sharif by Raisul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that it is that this earth was created first. It was created in the form that we have it, but the benefit of the earth was after Allah created the skies. And now the rains come down. So in that sense then, that the earth was, the benefit of the earth came afterwards. Otherwise the earth was created first. And also for all the things to grow, it needed this, the energy of the sun. So the sun also, that was also from above. Allah made that afterwards. It needs also the rays of the moon and the rays and the effects of the stars. All these things are required for things to grow, for the fruit to ripen, for the effect to come in the different type of fruit and the different types of vegetation. We just take it for granted. We buy a kilo of rice, a kilo of flour, anything else, and we think that we have bought it and this is sustaining us. But just a little thought, and that is what is required from these ayat, that how Allah Ta'ala has prepared all this. And Allah prepared it for me, and my food that came to my house, and that food which comes in my fingers, my morsel, and what I put in my mouth, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And then on every morsel, as it comes in the hadith, the real pay of it is to say, Alhamdulillah. And not just verbally, but with and not only from the heart, but with this realization that it is my Allah who has sent this for me. And in that one morsel of food, Allah Ta'ala has put that which is good for my eyes, and what is good for my heart, and what is good for my bones, and what is good, all the different things. And certain things are particularly good for certain parts of the body. Like for example, almonds are good for the brain, walnuts are good for the brains, other things are good for the knees, other things are good for the joints. All this food, if a person when he has it, this is what is a real mu'min, who recognizes Allah and shows his appreciation. And this is the starting point of appreciation. The real is that when Allah, you have given me all this, I will use it all in your obedience. I won't disobey you in the least, but I will use it all for your obedience. If a person does this, then really he is benefiting from the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and he is being a true slave and banda of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ اور اللہ تعالی ہر چیز سے خبردار ہے. And these are just a few things which Allah has informed us here. Everything else which our minds perhaps can never reach to also, Allah knows all that. So when somebody is so knowledgeable, then it is only wise for us, the person who doesn't know must follow those who know. When Allah is that complete knowledgeable being, then it is wise for us that we just close our eyes and follow the commands of Allah. And we don't become that we are the know-alls. And we even want to judge Allah. And we want to His decrees and what He has ordered, we want to question that, or we want to interrogate that. No, that is not our work. Our work is to humbly submit to Allah, accept all His commandments. Yes, so much we make sure, is this the commandment of Allah? When we have satisfied ourselves that it is the command of Allah, we must accept it wholeheartedly, whether then it makes sense to us or it does not make sense. But it is the command of Allah, we accept it. To get up for Fajr and to come for Fajr and make it in the masjid with Jamaat. Whether this makes sense to us or that we should be still sleeping. Our thinking and that has nothing to do. We accept Allah's command. And we try and fulfill every command of Allah. Where we falter and fail, the work of a slave is, he begs for forgiveness. And Allah is our Allah, that when we ask Him for forgiveness, He forgives also. So this ayat and the whole Quran Sharif are great, great lessons for us. May Allah Ta'ala let us ponder in them and bring the reality into our lives, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.